Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is time for the Jason E. Jones podcast. Wherever you are, whenever you are, whoever you are, thank you very much for listening to the podcast. A lot of exciting episodes out there. Our big interview with Gary Rankin, now the head coach of Boyd Buchanan football private school in Chattanooga, has gone viral. That is a great thing, and I'm just really excited about being a part of my podcast and doing some really great things, but also putting a spotlight on small communities and places along the state. We have a guest today. We're going to talk some basketball. We've been talking football and basketball here lately. The basketball season is fast approaching. And Coach, tell everybody who you are and where you're from.
My name is Zach Crawford. I'm at Volunteer High School in Churchill, Tennessee.
And a beautiful area.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Especially with the fall coming right around the corner.
Oh yeah.
And leaves turning.
Definitely. Now, Coach, you grew up in Churchill. You moved away, went to college in Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
A small...
Alice Lloyd College in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. And that experience was great for you. We'll get into that. Now, your first year as the head coach, it's your seventh year at Volunteer High School. We talked about what that means to you, and you said this is your dream job. This is where you want to be.
Yeah, it's absolutely my dream job. Being the hometown kid, getting the call to be the head coach was an absolute blessing to me. Was a big dream of mine to come on and be the head coach. I just didn't expect it to be this early in my career.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, I'm more than happy to. And I'm looking to do some big things with the school and trying to just make our community proud.
Now, Volunteer High School, who is your big rivalry?
It's actually in our county itself, with Cherokee High School.
Cherokee, okay. And what is that rivalry like in basketball, football, baseball?
At least in basketball, it becomes just about a standing room only.
Oh, nice.
So it gets to be real rowdy, and it's a different type of crowd and different energy, and it always becomes a competitive game no matter how good either of the teams are being that year.
Mm-hmm. Growing up in Churchill, you had obviously influences. Who was your favorite all-over basketball player growing up? Because now you're 29, so you were born in 93?
Yes, sir, 93.
Okay. Yeah, who's your favorite basketball player?
Growing up watching college ball, it was actually J.J. Redick at Duke.
Okay.
He made me fall in love with the game, and then started watching the NBA, and Dwayne Wade became my player.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who I modeled my game after, or tried to at least.
Yeah.
And then going into high school, being being a freshman, I really looked up to one of the guys on the that was a senior that year, Aaron Bennett. He was just he played just like JJ or D Wade.
Right.
To me.
Mm-hmm. When you talk about modeling your game, kind of give people an idea of people, young people that are listening right now. How do they model their game? What can they do? You watch the tape. You watch Dwayne Wade. You watch how he brings the ball down the floor. You watch his mannerisms. What's going on there?
Absolutely. These guys got a whole lot easier nowadays where you got endless amount of game film you can watch. Then YouTube. You just watch the moves he would make and the footwork. That was a big thing, is watching the footwork on how to make a move.
Mm-hmm.
The pace of the game, the change of the pace mm-hmm. is huge as well. But anything, going and working out with different guys as well, just you can learn anything from somebody.
Yeah, you really can. That's a great way to put it. Coach, let's get into working out, physical fitness with your team. How does that what kind of give people an idea when you're installing what you do? And you came off of from a great coach. You've learned from a great coach, Coach Poe.
Mm-hmm.
What did you follow exactly along with what he did, or did you kind of mix in your own stuff when it comes to off-season conditioning?
Off-season conditioning. Me and him had the same kind of philosophy on mm-hmm. all that, and so I followed the same type of game plan there. The only thing I added really was we started doing some 6 a.m. shooting workouts.
Mm-hmm.
Guys can just come in to get extra shots up if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the afternoons, we lift weights, and then we get on the Vertimax as well.
Okay.
So I'm hoping to see big improvements from our younger guys, having more time with it through the next couple of years.
Now, as far as miles go, you go out and you run in the community?
No, not very much. We stick around the school, and we've done a few running days out on the track, but I like to keep them in the gym and keep it in a basketball sense that, look, we're trying to get in shape on the basketball floor.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Definitely makes sense. And you've seen a lot of progress from implementing your own system?
Yeah, guys have gotten stronger, and we've hired a great strength and conditioning coach here at the school who works them out during the day, and
mm-hmm.
that helps out me a whole lot. And the Vertimax, you can see the benefits of that a little bit in each guy becoming more explosive. So off-season conditioning, we're really going to crank up here in 2 more weeks after fall break. The guys get back, and I get to really pound onto them for 2 weeks before
yeah.
we really get into season.
Yeah. With this upcoming season, what are you trying to accomplish? You said you have senior-led team. You have a center that is just kind of the do-it-all, Mr. Everything.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to build on the success that we've built on the last couple of years with under Coach Poe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, last year we were conference champs, the region runner-up, and sub-state qualifier.
Wow, congratulations.
With really a mix of juniors and seniors on that team. So this year we're just trying to build on that with the senior group that we have coming back, and the center, Kaysen Christian, going to be good for me mm-hmm. on both ends. He's just a freak athlete. He's got a motor unlike any other. I've got 4 senior guards that in Braden Mitten, Andrew Knittle, Jolton Harrison, and Blake Head that can all shoot the ball really well and drive to the cup. And get by their man, and they'll play defense for me and press, and just like we've been doing the last couple of years. And our goal is to get back to the state sub-state qualifier and win that game.
How important?
Last year we only lost by four, and we didn't play well.
Well, there you go. Who'd you fall to?
We fell to Clinton.
Oh wow! Okay. And going back and looking at the game film and all that, you saw where you could have definitely won.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a maturing process of the game, and we had been playing really tight games last year to keep going further in the year, and we get to the sub-state game, and I think it was a little more nerves. It meant a lot bigger to the guys, and that's expected. So as we mature, we're really gonna figure it all out.
Was it at Clinton?
It was at Clinton.
Okay, so you're going into
that's
a
not
very
an easy place.
No, it's not. No. No, I played there in the mid-90s. We went there. I went to Cumberland County High School and the Jets, and we went there and played in football. And, yeah, they're a very, very intense environment when it comes to their sports.
Yeah, absolutely, Butch. I loved. So hopefully we can meet them again and have a rematch.
That would be great.
Let's bring it to Churchill this time.
There you go. All you got to do is win all of your ball games.
Yeah.
No pressure there.
Yeah.
So with a senior-led team and a lot to look forward to with this team, it seems like there's no reason why you can't repeat last year's accomplishments.
Yeah, but, again, we play in a really – tough conference, the Upper Lakes Conference.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a dogfight every night. Sullivan Central, Unicoi County, mm-hmm. Elizabethan, and Tennessee High, they're not going to just lay over. It's going to be a dogfight every night.
Yeah.
That's fine. Those are the type of games that we love to play in. And like I said, we played them all down to the wire last year, so I expect nothing less this year.
Right. Well, Coach, kind of give me an idea of your starting five before we let you go.
Braden Minton's going to be the starting point guard. He's been starting since he was a freshman for us.
Okay.
He can do it all. He's a smart point guard, got a high IQ.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Knittle, I'm going to play the shooting guard position for me, and he's a guy that can get to the cup or he can shoot it, and he's the front guy on the press because he likes to get after it, and he's going to try to steal the ball from me if you put the ball in front of him. Jolton Harrison, another guard, sharp shooter, again, just like Andrew, he plays on the front line of the press because he can get after it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Blakehead, another sharpshooter, senior. Again, I don't want to repeat myself, but he's another guy that would get after it on defense.
Mm-hmm.
He's improved a lot from last year,
mm-hmm.
with his feet, and he can keep guys in front of him now.
Yeah.
And then in the center position, going to be Kaysen Christian, who's the main athlete within the school. He plays football, basketball, track, and baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this kid just does it all. He's got a motor. He's going to fight with you for every rebound. And I just got a really good bunch this year.
It sounds like it. You're going four guards and one center?
Pretty much.
Okay, that makes sense.
My guards ain't small either, so.
Okay. So you're kind of like, it's like a hybrid between a guard and a forward.
Yeah, everything now is kind of positioned unless you are really that center type guy.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us. And I got to tell you, good luck on this season. I look forward to catching up with you and seeing how Volunteer is doing throughout the season.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yes, sir. Hold on the line. We're sponsored by Adam Kraskowskis, Century Fire Protection, for all your fire protection needs. Sprinklers, fire alarms, can set up a whole plan for your home and the things that you love. Give Adam Kraskowskis a call in the Southeastern United States. He's covering the Southeastern United States. 423-899-7434. 423-899-7434. Coach, thanks again for being on. This is the Jason E. Jones Podcast, and you can check out this episode and so many more. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Have a great day, and go USA.